AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal appeals court is upholding a jury's $5 million award in sexual abuse finding against President-elect Donald Trump. This involves allegations made by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump was found liable last year of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room and then defaming her. A jury ordered him to pay $5 million. A follow-up trial earlier this year resulted in an $83.3 million award for Carroll. The second trial resulted from comments then-President Trump made in 2019 after Carroll first made the accusations public in a memoir. President Biden says the process is underway to plan the funeral for former President Jimmy Carter that will result in a major service in Washington, D.C. January 9th, a week from Thursday. Carter died in Georgia. He was 100. Funerals are often planned by the presidents themselves. At least four people were killed as severe weather moved through parts of the South. David Cox with the National Weather Service says there was damage in Mississippi.
The stronger tornadoes, we've seen indications of some structures, including a church destroyed, and there were some injuries across Franklin County.
Two storm-related deaths were reported in Mississippi. The South Korean government says it will inspect all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. A Boeing jet crashed, killing 179 people. This is aviation expert David Learmont.
We saw the aircraft being put down beautifully with wings perfectly level. It was sliding on its belly. It was going very fast because the pilot couldn't get the flaps down, possibly because the hydraulics had failed after a bird strike. But anyway, he had to land particularly fast. That's why the aircraft went over the end of the runway.
Officials in South Korea said it would take months to complete the investigation of the crash. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks open lower on Wall Street as a strong year for the market looks set to end on a sour note. The S&P 500 was down 1.6% in the first hour of trading Monday. The S&P is still on track for its second straight yearly gain of more than 20%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 680 points. It's about 1.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.7%. Declines in big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft weighed on the market. Boeing fell after one of its jets skidded off a runway in South Korea, killing 179 people. Boeing lost 4.1%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped to 4.54%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The German government is trying to downplay efforts by Elon Musk to get involved in the country's general election campaign by again endorsing the far-right Alternative for Germany. Germany is to vote in an early election in February. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.